Welcome into the program on this Wednesday. We appreciate you joining us on the Bun Sports Show as we count down the days until college football season begins. We are just 3 weeks away from that happening. Tomorrow night, Thursday night, will be the exactly 3 week mark from the beginning of college football season on the Thursday night. A little bit of news making the waves today. Ohio State is still under investigation by the NCAA, according to ESPN.com's Pat Forty. Although they are also right now heading into the Committee on Infractions hearings for the earlier investigations that dealt with the cover-up of the knowledge that Coach Tressel had and so forth behind the NCAA's probe into the tattoo parlor scandal. Well, it appears that they are still under investigation, as the NCAA has notified. This is according to multiple sources of Pat Forty's. The NCAA notified Ohio State by letter last week that it is still investigating other issues involving the football program. The result could be a second notice of allegations and a second trip through the NCAA justice system. That is certainly not good news if you were an Ohio State fan, or if you're a fan of any school that has gone through the NCAA process. You know how grueling that can be. You certainly wouldn't wish it on any school, but obviously if you break the rules, you have to go in front of the NCAA's justice. It's just part of life. But a second time is going to be just absolutely horrible for the Ohio State program. But such is life when you continue to do things that are below the NCAA's rule. We're going to get into Robert McElroy is going to join us in just a minute. We're going to get into the ESPN's Thursday night schedule this year, and we'll talk about that as we continue toward college football season. And conference expansion has been making waves this week. The biggest story is, will Texas A&M be a part of the SEC soon? And nobody really knows the answer to that, but we're going to discuss it at length. Robert McElroy joins us, as he does usually at the mid part of the week as we work our way toward college football season. A reminder before we get started with Robert, when we get to college football season, we're going to be changing our format on this program with a lot more guests, and we're going to be talking serious college football, so shows will be longer and we'll have much more to discuss. And the regulars, of course, will be here as always. We'll be in high gear when that happens. But that's going to be the first week, or the last week, I should say, in August when we switch over to the college football format. But until then, we'll continue with the kind of lackluster pace, I guess you could say, that we've had the last couple months. Robert, good day. I hope you're well.
I'm well, man. Thanks a lot. It's been a lot of fun so far. I've really enjoyed my time here at Bun Sports, and I look forward to what's going to be a really fun college football season. And I look forward to all of our listeners taking in what we're going to be able to offer once football does finally get rolling. But I sure hope they've enjoyed what we've been able to offer so far.
Yeah, I think they have, and I agree with, echo everything that you said. Well, let's start with the college football expansion talk. It heated up again this week with rumors, and they're flying all over the place, especially from the southwest corner of the United States where Texas A&M resides in College Station. A lot of people think that Texas A&M will be the next addition to the Southeastern Conference, but others aren't so sure. But aren't so sure about the timeline when, in fact, they would come. All right, let's do this. Let's assume Texas A&M is the next pick for the SEC. Who else would be good to complement the Aggies? Because you can't have an odd number of teams.
Yeah, you can't have odd number of teams. That wouldn't be very cool. I would look first at probably Clemson, a very SEC-like school, if you ask me, in terms of tradition and tailgating and all that. There's already a built-in rivalry with Auburn. That'd be a lot of fun to see semi-annually. I would first look at, they're the first team that comes to mind. Number two, Georgia Tech. And both Clemson and Tech work geographically. They both have tradition, regardless of how lackluster they've been here in the last couple of years. Of course, Tech only 2 years removed from an ACC title, though that was vacated. I would look first at perhaps those two.
Okay, well, I tend to agree with you. Those would be natural fits for the SEC. The only drawback that those two have is there is no expansion of TV market, and that's one thing that the SEC would try to capitalize on would be money. If you went to a Virginia Tech or a Virginia, something in the Beltway, that would bring in a rather large TV market in the D.C. area, as opposed to Georgia Tech or Clemson or Florida State, who probably wouldn't expand it all that much. Now, Texas A&M, I can see them also bringing in a good TV market, because you're taking over, obviously, the Dallas area, which, I mean, is a gold mine, I would assume.
Yeah, no, I agree it would be a gold mine. You make a good point regarding the TV market, and that Florida State, it would help just a tad as far as the television is concerned. However, Virginia Tech would help tremendously. You get those that D.C. crowd. Virginia, I wouldn't touch the Wahoos. They would bring nothing to the SEC.
But
I would not touch Virginia.
Okay,
I wouldn't be interested. They would help the academic standards.
Exactly.
But we already have the Commodores for that.
Well, that's true. But don't you think Vanderbilt gets a little lonely?
Vanderbilt does get a little lonely. I agree with that.
I think everybody's kind of assuming that we're heading toward this 16 team Super Conference format, and when that does take shape, it'll be interesting to see. And I think it's just it's a great conversational topic, because you have, is it going to be 8-8 in a division in divisions, or is it going to be 4-4-4 like the NFL? I mean, what is going to be the format? And I think that's going to be interesting. I think the Pac-12 will probably acquire some teams. The SEC definitely. The SEC's not going anywhere. The Big Ten, I think, would be the third conference. They'll add some teams, and I would look for the ACC and the Big East to sort of merge if there was a four conference deal, because those two conferences are pretty weak in and of themselves, but together I think they could be a little bit stronger.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think eventually we will come toward a four major conference 16 team type deal. That seems to be where all the signs are pointing to, and it's going to be a lot of fun to watch for the next couple of years to see how the tectonic plates shift and turn, and that it'll be a lot of fun to watch. But
almost as fun as the stock market.
Well, the stock market, yep. So it's going to be fun to watch and fun to keep your eyes. I remember being pretty excited back in 2004, 2003-ish. When Virginia Tech and Miami were getting ready to make a move to the ACC,
mm-hmm.
but strangely enough, with that move, no one else really moved. But
no.
It seems like when one team has gone independent this year and one team has changed conferences, it has had a domino effect more so than what we saw with Tech and Miami back in the early part of last decade.
I agree with you. I agree with that completely. And you're right. There wasn't much of a move then, other than what you mentioned. And South Florida, I think, to their credit, came into the Big East and was an additional program, a new program coming to Division I, and they've really become competitive. I mean, they are challenging every year now for the Big East championship. So I think you have to also see how that was successful.
Not a bad program at all, and I really like Skip Holtz. I'm a fan.
Yeah.
I think he's a very good coach. He made a good progression going from East Carolina to South Florida. One day could see him in the SEC. He might be that good.
Well, let's shift gears now. And during college football season, I don't know about you, but on during the week, you don't get much college football. But on Thursday night, when you get home from work or school or whatever it is you do, you always look forward to turning on that game, and ESPN usually has full coverage all night of whatever the game of the week on Thursday night is, and I've always found them very entertaining. I don't care who it is, and it's probably a good thing looking at this year's schedule, but it's always fun. Well, I thought we would look over and analyze ESPN's Thursday night schedule this year, the games that they will have on during the week that you will be seeing. Now, this I'm not going to include the ESPNU and all the other ones that sometimes there are multiple games on Thursday night, and I'm not going to worry about those. I'm just talking about the ESPN game of the week each night, and I thought it'd be good to get your thoughts and discuss that looking at it. So let's start with the first week, which is UNLV at Wisconsin. It could be an interesting matchup. Obviously, Wisconsin's thought of as a BCS contender. What do you think?
Well, Wisconsin's really this may not change between now and when this game kicks off. Maybe you and I have our top 10 that we release or whatever, but I'm going to slot Wisconsin at either one or two in the country.
And wow.
I love them. They are that good. And if things go well for them, and they could end up in New Orleans. So I'm going to be glued to this September 1st game they play against UNLV. They'll probably slaughter UNLV.
I would think so.
Yeah, I would think so as well. I'm going to be interested in that game probably more than anybody outside of Madison, Wisconsin, because I look for them to do really big things. To me, anything short of a Big Ten title in Wisconsin's kind of underachieving a bit. So that's why I'm going to be glued to that game.
Okay. Well, I think that's a good pick, and you're right.
I'm sending them to New Orleans, sir.
Talking about Badgers. Slaughtering teams. Boy, didn't they beat Northwestern by about 300 points last year? So they can, I think it was like 84-7 or something like that. And I'm not kidding.
I do remember looking at that score and looking at everybody else in the studio and going, are you serious? Is this like some kind of misprint, some intern at ESPN screwed up and put 80-something points on here? I could not believe what I saw. But I ended up announcing 80-something, whatever you said. I don't remember what that – it was ridiculous.
Second week is Arizona at Oklahoma State. I like that matchup. I do think that's one of the more intriguing matchups of the year on Thursday night. That's at 7 o'clock Central. The interconference matchup there between Arizona and Oklahoma State. A lot of people think Oklahoma State's one of those teams you don't want to sleep on.
Yeah, that is what they're saying. Also, Arizona could be a dark horse in the pack. A lot of people talking about that as well. Of course, time will tell that.
Mike Stoops.
Stoops, yeah, he's got to get it together. This could be the year, and he could prove it in front of the entire country on a September night against Oklahoma State.
I think the third week is by far, and this third week, September 15th, is by far the most intriguing matchup, at least to me, on Thursday night. Well, I say by far. There are some others at the end of the year when you get into rivalry time, but LSU at Mississippi State. Both of these Mississippi State is hyped up again for whatever reason, and LSU, they have a test week in and week out, but they have a national championship style team this year. Big, big game, though, at Starkville.
Did you just say Mississippi State's hyped up for whatever reason, sir?
Yep.
Is that what I heard you say? You think they're overrated?
Well, I mean, I don't know what they're predicating it on, the fact that they are so highly touted this year.
Well, I love their offense, and I think
and I gave them in my – I didn't put them overrated in my USA Today analysis, and I do have them going, I think, 8-4 this year because they have that many games they can win. But do you know how many games other than Ole Miss, which shouldn't count, do you know how many games against the West they have won since Dan Mullen has been the coach there?
No, sir, not off the top of my head.
They have won – zero, a big fat goose egg. So I think Mississippi State is a little bit overrated. I think people get carried away when they start talking about how great the Bulldogs are.
No, I disagree. This being Dan Mullen's, what is it, third year for him?
It is.
I think you're going to see a very strong Mississippi State team. This is an awesome matchup. I think Mississippi State has a lot going for them in this particular game with LSU, and that it's in Starkville. You got Chad Bumpus as a reliable target. You and I talked about how high we are on Chris Relf.
Yes.
And they're hopefully with that whipping they put on Michigan there in the bowl season,
was horrible.
No, they weren't very good, but you have to admit, a win like that has to inject a lot of adrenaline into a program that needs it going into 2011. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree with you. It would. I just don't know if it's going to help much.
I hear you. Well, love this game either way, and I'm pretty high on the Bulldogs this year.
The fourth week, this is one that really underwhelms me. I think North Carolina State can be competitive, but I think Cincinnati's in for a disastrous year, and that's North Carolina State at Cincinnati. I cannot, other than it being college football, I can't think of a reason to turn on this game.
I'll probably be watching some Family Guy reruns instead. Either that or whatever Quentin Tarantino movies on the HBO or the Coen brothers. I'll catch some other form of entertainment that night.
The final Thursday in September is South Florida at Pittsburgh. And you might laugh at this one at first, but when you take a long, hard look at it, this could be a very important game in the complexion of the Big East.
I agree. It could be for the Big East there, where other than West Virginia, there's question marks all over the place. Can Pittsburgh emerge to be something special? We'll see. How far along has Skip Holtz come at South Florida? Something else to look for. I like that program there at South Florida, like we just talked about a little bit earlier, and I really like Skip Holtz. So that may be one. I don't think I'll be watching Family Guy that night. I may actually watch this game.
The first Thursday in October, Pac-10, we have it at 8 o'clock Central, which is late because, of course, it's on the West Coast, and that's California at Oregon. Now, that'll be important, I think, because everybody will want to see whether or not Oregon is upset. But if I'm not mistaken, they had the Thursday night game last year, the same one, California and Oregon just absolutely throttled California, and I don't look for anything to change this year.
I don't either.
That was UCLA. That was the Oregon-UCLA game last year.
Yeah, and I remember that one as well. Oregon should take care of Cal, no problem. Yeah. I don't look for that to be much of a contest.
Don't want to offend any of our Cal listeners there by mistaking them for you.
I know, because we just have such an audience on the West Coast.
I'm sure we do. Well, maybe you have a lot of pull out there. Maybe you bring in some. I don't know.
I did. I used to live in L.A., and I need to start emailing some links to people, try to take this thing global.
USC at California. Now, that could be an interesting one, but I just don't know about Cal on there 2 weeks in a row. But USC at California, USC's on probation, so they're not going to be making any championship runs, and California is not going to be very good. So I say another one that I'm just not all that interested in.
It being a Thursday night game and my curiosity in USC, I could see myself sitting down and enjoying this one. USC is still recruiting a lot of talent regardless of their probation status. And that's why I'm interested in, because with the West Coast, they're on quite a different time zone than we are, and that has a tendency to hurt the Pac-10, now Pac-12.
Right.
So having some Pac-10 Thursday night games speckled in there in October is pretty smart. So I'm interested to see what USC is still made of.
You talked earlier about the Pac-12 being on 3 weeks in a row on Thursday night, because we talked earlier about, you said that Arizona could be a dark horse this year, and I agree with you, they could, but if they're not, ESPN's really taking a gamble here. UCLA at Arizona, that could be a significant game, but it could also be a game of absolutely no consequence.
Yeah, either way, you're right. I mean, ESPN could be rolling the dice here on that one. I'm not sure what these teams are going to look like going in. UCLA's been such an underachiever there in the Pac-12, and shame on them. When USC got hit, that was the chance for Neuheisel to really get it together on the recruiting trail, I thought. He hadn't done it. I like Neuheisel. I really wish he could get it together.
October 27th, it is Virginia playing at Miami. That one could be interesting.
Virginia kept it pretty close last year.
Keeping with that ACC theme, we go from Miami to Florida State at Boston College, and the Seminoles are a lot of people's darling to be the national championship this year. I'm not so sure, but they play Boston College in what could be a big game.
I'm not so sure. Florida State could be another year away or so from national prominence, but I mean, that said, not a bad matchup here. I think they did an okay job selecting this one.
The next week we go from to another ACC matchup. Boy, they beat the drum here. They go three Pac-10 in a row and three ACC in a row. We go from there to Virginia Tech at Georgia Tech, which could be a big matchup in the ACC Coastal Division, as both of those teams will probably be battling Miami for the championship of that division.
Well, Virginia Tech's one of my dark horses to make it to the national title this year, and their road to the ACC championship is paved rather nicely. They catch some breaks in their schedule. I think this is a win for Virginia Tech, and I don't usually I don't like to predict games so many months in advance. That's a November 3rd game. Excuse me, November 10th. But that said, I'm really high on the Hokies this year.
Well, good, because they go the net. You'll get to see them two straight weeks. The next week, it's North Carolina at Virginia Tech.
You know, North Carolina could be a bit of a sleeper in the ACC. I like what they have returning. Butch Davis has done an okay job there, other than all the crap that's gotten him in trouble. He's done a good job at keeping NFL talent there on the defensive side of the ball. So, could be a pretty good game between these two. But it being in Blacksburg, I'm really, really high on the Hokies. What's that cheer they do? Hokie High, I think is what they say.
I think so. VPI. Yeah. Now, on the final weekend of the most people's regular season, the Thanksgiving night. You mentioned this before the show, and I agree with you. Texas at Texas A&M. We've all heard about how Texas A&M is supposed to be a great dark horse this year, and we'll see if Texas can improve on their cataclysm of last year. But they play each other in the Lone Star State Showdown in College Station. It's always entertaining. Should be again.
Yeah, I agree. Texas, I look for them to bounce back a little bit after last year. As good as they are, as talented as they are, I don't look for them to have two back-to-back disasters like that. But I really like this Texas A&M team. I think they could do big things. It being a Thanksgiving night game, I mean, that's pretty convenient. I'll be able to catch that one, no doubt. I like that. That was a good programming decision.
In the final week, that's the championship week for the conferences like the SEC. But for a conference that doesn't have a championship game, the Big East, it's just another regular season week because they play more conference games. And that game that was chosen by ESPN that week is West Virginia at South Florida. West Virginia, a lot of people feel, and I do, that they will be they're the favorite to win the championship in the Big East this year. They'll be playing at South Florida in what could probably be a consequential Big East matchup.
Yeah, I like this. One has to wonder what kind of Big East championship implications it might have. Skip Holtz may need a West Virginia team. I think they have a pretty solid chance to break into the BCS, barring anything crazy.
So that is your 14-week ESPN Thursday night schedule. And as I said, I always look forward to watching those games on Thursday night. It just gives you something to do during the week as you await Saturday.
And yeah, you can either watch, I mean, it's this or Family Guy. This or Family Guy.
Also, ESPN, just another note along that line, ESPN has released its first three weekends of College Game Day destinations, and it's going to go to LSU Oregon in Dallas on the first weekend. Hard to argue with that, top five matchup. It's going to be going to Notre Dame at Michigan. Notre Dame is once again the most overrated team in the country, and that never fails. And then for week three, they go to the game that everybody is pegging to be a huge game, and it will be, with implications for the BCS big time. And that, of course, is Oklahoma traveling down to Tallahassee to play in Doak Campbell against Florida State. So interesting destinations for College Game Day first 3 weeks.
All really great destinations. It'll be a lot of fun. I know Florida State looks to make some kind of rebound after last year's disaster against the Sooners.
Well, before we go, I want to remind you that you can get in touch with us on all of our social networks. You can follow myself at Jacob Bunn on Twitter. You can follow Robert at @being_large on Twitter. You can follow Bunn Sports. Be sure to do that for all the information about the show at Bunn Sports on Twitter and Facebook.com/Bunn Sports. And if you want to email me, you can do so at sportsbunn@gmail.com. Robert, appreciate it as always.
It's always a good time, and we'll be back next week with a lot more. Look forward to the college football season.
We will be back on Friday. Everyone, have a good couple days.